mansion where the shooting occurred.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A security guard was hurt. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Denim and Dessert Readers Theater presents Neil Simon's comedy Fools, May 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Presque Isle Community Center. Fools is a comic fable set in an Eastern European hamlet where the villagers have been struck stupid by a curse. Admission is free, but donations are gratefully accepted. Northeast of Manitowish Waters and northwest of Boulder Junction, just south of the Michigan border. Call 715-904-9063 for more info.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
We have birthdays, and we have Pride Austin away from his tons of other responsibilities here at 98Q to give us a birthday list here this morning. How we doing, Austin?
He's very sore.
He smiles like, Pride? You're very sore. What'd you do?
I actually did some real work the other day, and I was not prepared for it.
What was that? Do you want to share what that was? Or
I was helping out a family friend picking sticks out and prying rocks out of the ground.
Oh, the old prying rocks out of the ground will get you every time. Yeah.
Well, especially when, like I told the family friend, it's not like it was hard work. I'm just used to no work.
Yeah, exactly. You're young enough. You'll recover fast.
Oh, yeah.
Guys like me, it takes like a week, 10 days, maybe a doctor visit, something like that.
So. Yeah, we wouldn't be picking the sticks off the ground. We'd be picking you off the ground.
Exactly. You've been talking to my wife, haven't you? All right. So let's do some birthdays here today. I don't think we have any local ones. I think those are from yesterday. Maybe not.
Unless
what is today? The 8th?
Over there.
Those are from yesterday. All right. Who do we have celebrity-wise on this 8th day of May?
That's a great question. I've got... Let's see here. It would help if I had them in the right order.
I hit them. It's only two. It's two sheets of paper.
It is that kind of day. You can't criticize me. I've seen your off days.
He's trying to, okay. All right. It's two sheets. All right. Pick one.
We got Matt Davis, 46 today, from TV's The Vampire Diaries. And what about Brian, Legally Blonde, Pearl Harbor?
All right. Now, is this sheet one or two we're reading from? I just want to know.
This is sheet one. It has the date at the top.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Matt Davis. Okay.
We have Del Grey, the Little Texas drummer, 56 today.
All right.
Melissa Gilbert, 60 years old.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Gilbert.
Yep.
One of the great, one of the iconic, I'm going to say great shows, an iconic show.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of it, but it always just seemed, like you said, iconic.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those shows you look back at and you watch it for about 5 minutes and you say to yourself, this is terrible acting, just terrible acting. But generation-wise and what it was back then, things have changed. I think things are different now. So it's still kind of a cute show. My wife likes to watch it. Mm. If she puts it on the TV, I'll, my comment will usually be something like, so, will be something like, so there's nothing else on. Huh?
And usually, exactly. Usually the only time we have it on TV is if my dad happens, to fall asleep and it's on.
And just rolls into the next show, huh?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit.
Before you know it, what's happening with Nell Carter is on, and you're like, what happened?
Literally, what's happening with Nell Carter?
What happened? There is that awkward moment sometimes when you're home. Let's say you're home alone, and someone else is coming home from work or whatever. So you get a quick nap in. And the TV is on, and you fall asleep, and you wake up, and that person walks in, and you wake up, and what's on TV is not what you selected to watch on TV.
Just casually like, watching Power Rangers as they walk through the door.
Yeah, watching Mork and Mindy today, huh? That was your choice, huh? It's just like, no, I fell asleep. Sure you did. Nanu nanu to you too.
It's only bad if you can actually answer questions about the show.
Exactly.
It's like, oh no, I've actually seen that episode.
All right.
Yes, Mercer Gilbert, 60 years old, starred in Little House on the Prairie, later served as president of the Screen Actors Guild.
All right.
We have Bill, I'm going to say Cower? C-O-W-H-E-R?
Cower, yeah.
Cower, Bill thank Cower, you. Yeah. 67, restored the Pittsburgh Steelers' winning tradition after taking over as head coach for the legendary Chuck Knoll.
Yeah, and he's on, I think he's on the CBS NFL pre-post game shows now, too. So,
yep, he's a studio analyst for the NFL Today.
Yeah, I mean, a successful coach.
Absolutely.
Coach. Yeah, all right.
Well, this one has two different pronunciations. Either Stephen or Stephen First. The actor, flounder in Animal House, Up the Creek, TV St. Elsewhere, and Babylon 5. Passed from complications and diabetes, but
all right.
Back in 2017 at 63.
Okay.
Let's see here. Peter Benchley, Jaws author, passed away 2006 at 65, born Jaws. In 1940. Gave a whole generation thalassophobia.
Have you watched it?
I have, actually. Despite the rubber shark, it's still a good movie.
You see, I saw the Jaws movie because that's from my youth. That's in the 70s, like, what, 75 or so, something like that. So ever since then, I'm just kind of bored with sharks. You know, they have Shark Week on TV, and they have other shark movies. And it's just nothing goes back and does it for me like the original Jaws did.
I mean, that makes sense because these days there's more of a push towards making people realize that sharks are not this bloodthirsty hunting thing.
Yeah.
Usually they only go near you if they're trying to figure out what on earth you are.
And if I ever happen to stumble, I'm not interested in rewatching Jaws, but if I happen to flip by a channel and it's toward the end of the movie, I want to see the mechanical shark and just giggle at it a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because it is kind of silly. Back then, it was like, whoa. Now you're like, not realistic.
Yeah.
It's not even close now.
I always love seeing, like, there's a picture that circles online every once in a while of Steven Spielberg inside the mouth of that shark.
Yeah.
They named the shark Bruce.
Yeah. But the ending of that movie is, it stuck with me for years where he puts the, throws the tank down the shark's throat and then shoots it and blows up the shark. It could be, because at that point you're wondering, how is this ever going to end? How are they ever going to take this shark down? And it's like, oh yeah,
that's the way
you take Jaws down. Exactly.
That's a Spielberg movie.
Yeah, that's right. All right, classic Jaws. All right, so the guy how did we get to this?
Peter Benchley, the Jaws author.
The Jaws author, okay, very good.
Then we have Charles Sonny Liston, the heavyweight boxer, lost his crown to Cassius Clay, who later took the name of Muhammad Ali in February 1964.
All right.
He passed 1970 at the age of 38.
All right.
Don Rickles, the New York-born insult comedian, known ironically as Mr. Warmed.
Oh, he was something else. He's on my Facebook reels. He shows up because when one of those clips comes up, I have to watch it to the end. And then Facebook's like, oh, you like that, huh? And it keeps giving you more and more Don Rickles. He was one of those guys where you watch him on the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And he would insult anything about anybody about anything. There was no rules at all. But then when he got off stage and away from the cameras, the nicest guy you could ever, just everybody always said the nicest guy. And he's linked to the original Las Vegas too. He was a big Vegas guy and a part of the whole Sinatra clan and stuff like that. But
Sinatra clan, he made himself some kind of crime syndicate.
Well, it was the mob, whatever you want to call it. It was the mob in Las Vegas. It was the mob that built Las Vegas. Come on,
I mean, you're fair.
But Don Rickles, still, he had that ability, like Robin Williams, to just crack it, just so fast with comebacks and insults. Just
razor sharp wit.
One of the greats of all time. Exactly. All right.
I can't make it through this without mentioning Billy Burnett, 71 today, son of rockabilly pioneer Dorsey Burnett. Went on the road with Brenda Lee at 13, member of Fleetwood Mac in the 80s, and made country records as a solo artist in the 90s.
Okay. All right.
And last but not least, Harry S. Truman, 33rd President of the United States.
All right. I'm trying to see if I can get you a Don Rickles clip here. This is a dangerous game to do this without. That's 33 minutes of Don Rickles. I'm not sure. But Don Rickles on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I know this will be clean. So let's see if I can
make it through the ad here.
For those who aren't familiar with Don Rickles. Okay. Let's see if we get a little Don Rickles here.
What can I say about Don Rickles that has not been said about Attila the Hun? He's a good friend of mine, and I've known Don for 15 or 20 years. And I keep saying, he's a good friend of mine. We shall find out. Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles.
Mr. Warmth, there you go. This is a younger Don Rickles. But we just got to get the first 60 seconds or so, because this is just...
I wished him luck with his lip. Well, that's it for me. Hi, John. It was
Hello,
so
Don.
Great to hear about your life and everything. Suzanne, I enjoyed it. I was in the back so emotional. I ripped a T-shirt. I went crazy.
Really?
Hearing that chit-chat about Suzanne. They did my life, too.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Ralph Edwards didn't know it either. But it was nice.
You are right. They asked me to be on that show once, and I could not do it because they were doing
it. Are you Uncle Sam?
Excuse me. We want you.
Every time I talk to you, you get up in the morning, you talk about me with Attila the Hun, Marty Borman, Marty Borman, like I hang out with him. Anyway.
Don Rickles just... He's just so random, and if you watch him, you go on YouTube and do Johnny Carson, Don Rickles, because his facial expressions and the ability to get a laugh without saying anything, and he is just a classic. So if you're not familiar with Don Rickles, or if you haven't done YouTube Don Rickles, I don't think just audio does him enough of a tribute.
Yeah, he's like an all senses kind of performer.
He shames people just by looking at him.
Yep.
Like there, he looked at Suzanne Plachette, and then he rolled his eyes and looked away.
He called out Johnny Carson for pointing around.
One of the great comedians of all time, Don Rickles. And what's amazing is, the stuff he did, obviously, on TV was clean, because back then you couldn't do it. Some of his Vegas shows were a little rough.
Vegas itself is a little rough.
Yeah, it was rough. But his ability, it's a rare ability for people to be funny without having to swear and without having to use sexual connotations and stuff like that.
He's there's the FCC calling us on the phone.
He's very good. Big fan of Don Rickles. Yeah. Love him.
With Don Rickles. Hold on, more. Brand new country. I'm
K Country.
We're going to talk a little Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream coming up here on Reality Radio. Some music for you now as the sun tries to make its way out. It's 9:15 and Walker Hayes.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's. Can't keep her off. She wanna dip it like them fries in her frosting. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one shack, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. With some Alabama jam, she my Dixieland the light. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy like
Country. Dirk Bentley right there at 20 minutes after 9. Be sure to get that text to us, tribute, to get your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at Lake of the Torches Saturday night. Normally $20 to get in. We'll get you and a guest in for free if you win. So go to that Civic Media app and download it. And shoot us a text, the word tribute, and we'll give you a shot to win that. We're going to talk Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. We've got Dave and Tanya with us to talk about that live in studio. How are we doing? Morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Spring has sprung. Well, we never had winter, but spring has sprung. What does that do for you, for a business like yours when we have a wimpy winter like that? Does it make the spring easier, or is it pretty much just business as usual? I mean, is it the same thing, or?
It's pretty much business as usual. Certainly save on the heating costs.
Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise, it's business as usual. All the plants come in on a schedule, and, you know, we plant them different than any other year, but the heating bill's the big part of it.
Yeah, exactly. So things are popping. We're open, ready to go. So what do we have, and what is kind of the timeline for some of the things that are still kind of getting rolling here at Northwoods Greenhouse? If you could kind of do a visual for us of what we're looking at and what we got for Mother's Day for people to stop in and get stuff for Mom this weekend.
We have lots and lots of hanging baskets. We have tons of quart baskets. We have everything. And May 14th, we have all of our bedding plants and vegetables and such as that coming in for everyone. So, but we have everything that you probably need from Mom. We have lots of good stuff. And we can even do custom baskets or porch pots for you. If you come in, find some stuff that you like, then we will whip it up for you and get it done.
All right. Now, for those who maybe haven't been down to your place in Prentice from up here in the northern part of the county, give us a little walkthrough. Give us a little description, radio description, of what they'll find when they step into Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, of course, too.
Well, I'll call it my utopia, but you'll come in, beautiful concrete walkways leading to two absolutely gorgeous greenhouses full of premium annuals and hanging baskets. We just put on a new deck last year called the Batangle Butterfly Terrace with a water feature running through it.
Okay.
So, sit out there and enjoy your ice cream. We have plans to put a boardwalk in this spring, and hopefully this fall put another greenhouse up. So each year we're trying to do a little bit more.
Okay. All right. And ice cream, too, you mentioned, too. Big G mentions that once in a while, doesn't he?
He mentions it all the time, yes.
Every once in a while. So we got Mother's Day going on this weekend. People are looking for something special. You mentioned, like, the hanging baskets. Those are very popular, aren't they, for Mom?
Yes, very much popular, yes. I mean, we've sold quite a few already, but we made up to, I think we had 650 baskets this year. So the quicker you get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, most of the hanging baskets will probably sell in the next couple weekends. You know, last year we sold out by the end of May, and I had to go to the auction and get more because we just didn't have any more to sell. But yeah, we have lots of shade baskets, some beautiful 16-inch cocoa mat geranium baskets. Pretty much, we pride ourselves on the variety of flowers that we have. We have over 500 varieties of flowers. So chances are you're going to find what you're looking for when you come by us.
Yeah. What about the plant that smells like butter popcorn? What's going on with that thing? Because that sounds wonderful. You just don't want to eat it.
But it's an unique plant.
Yeah.
It does not exactly smell like popcorn just as it is. You have to rub the leaves and then smell your hands. It smells like butter popcorn from the movie theater. It's quite interesting.
Yeah,
but it's
not showy. It gets some yellow blooms on it, but the unique part is you rub the leaves and it smells like popcorn. And it gets quite large. You'll get 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
I just want to know who stumbled upon that, who made that invention, and hopefully they didn't try to eat it, because that's never good. So that probably doesn't end well. All right. Well, talk about the vegetable side, too, herbs and stuff like that, bedding plants and stuff like that for people who like to dig in themselves and get going.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday, I don't have the room with my two greenhouses to grow all the vegetables and herbs and bedding plants. So there's a wholesale grower down in Coloma that grows all that for me, and then I ask him to deliver it on such and such a date. So next Tuesday's that date. We've got probably 15 different tomatoes, 15 different peppers, cucumbers, squash, broccoli, cauliflower. And then, of course, all your betting plots, marigolds and patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing stuff. A lot of herbs. A
lot of herbs, probably 30 different kind of herbs coming.
And this year we have, we built our own drinkable basket, our little combos for mojitos and basil lemonade. So that's all, everything that you need for those drinks are in one pot. Okay. And you can come and get those.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. You mentioned the Butterfly Terrace, but you kind of mentioned over, but it's enclosed, so you kind of go in there?
No, it's just a deck that okay. we built right. last June.
Yeah.
But I put a water feature. There's a little stream running right down the middle of it.
Okay.
And we got the koi pond. We got like 13 koi in there.
Okay.
Just a peaceful place to sit and enjoy the ice cream.
Yeah, enjoy the ice cream. Do a little shopping and then kick back with some ice cream. How many different flavors of ice cream we got there now?
Well, we usually have eight.
There's eight in the dipping cabinet, but, you know, on a busy weekend, I'll swap out five or six of them.
Flavors may vary depending on if Big G came in and wiped one out, right?
Right.
Yeah. And they change almost daily in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, how can they find you guys? For those of you who might want to make a little road trip, from up in Mellon or whatever, and sounds like a good day trip to get some ice cream, how can they find you there in Prentice?
Well, we're right on Highway 8 east of 13, about 2 miles, right on the corner of Highway 8 and Cemetery Road.
Okay.
We got a big ice cream cone and a big Northwest Greenhouse sign out on the highway.
Okay.
Can't miss it.
And open every day? Or
we're closed typically on Wednesdays because we need a day to run errands and get stuff done. But otherwise, it's 8:30 to 6 every day of the week.
It's good to have a day off, yeah. But the hanging baskets, the script Big G said over 600 hanging baskets, but those are probably all going to go here in the next couple of weeks, you're telling me, right?
Yeah, they'll go in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so a great place to get the stuff for Mother's Day and stuff like that. And what's nice, what's awesome about getting, you know, plants and hanging baskets from guys like you, and, you know, not, I don't want to bash the big box store, but what I'm getting for you is that you guys can communicate with them, talk to them, about where they're, maybe where they're hanging the bat. I mean, all the information is there. Absolutely. Because it's what you do. It's your passion,
and
right?
That's a good point, because I think tomorrow night's supposed to be 30 degrees, so, you know, you really got to watch the stuff from freezing. I know we got a lot of people yesterday came out and bought baskets, and I said, well, you know, they need to go in the garage for a few days because it's still way too early. I wouldn't be planting the garden until the end of the month, so.
Yeah, when you have a wimpy winter like that, we're tempted, aren't we?
Yeah, we're tempted.
Everybody's been quite tempted.
I was telling Tanya on the way up, it's like, you know, I'd love for them have to sell this stuff twice, you know, if it dies. But I don't like to see that as a grower, so.
Yeah, you just gotta keep an eye on the temperatures, because a 60 degree high can be a 30 degree low real quick.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you just gotta be careful with all that. So, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. You guys are on Facebook too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so check it out on Facebook too. It's a great place to support a local business with just a great selection of items. And again, you can end it with a little bit of ice cream too. It's always a good way to end it. So, all right. Good to see both of you. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks again for having us.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great spring. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream.
Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Dave.
Uh-huh. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Lynn Stunkla Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road. As an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. And maybe I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I have my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know what my heart you can't have. Oh, I don't remember what the radio was playing. I was singing like the moon on all the words you live for saying.
coming up today, 12:35, pregame 1:10, first pitch. We'll see if Willie Adamaitis can call another shot, a Babe Ruth-type shot again in the game today. Let's talk all things Shawamigan sports. We've got our high school athletic director, Darren Patterson, with us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. And I have a confession about that Willie Adamaitis home run.
Yeah.
Usually I stay up until the last out, and then I saw they were losing, and I was kind of frustrated, and I was tired, so I went to bed.
Yeah.
Then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I checked the score, and I'll just say a nice smile was on my face, and I went happily back to bed.
Well, I don't know if you heard the audio of the postgame. Coach Murphy was talking about the fact that he was chatting with some of the Royals fans right there by the dugout, apparently throughout the game, a friendly banter. But Willie Adamaitis came up to the plate, and he called his shot. He told the fans, I'm gonna put us in the lead. And as he was, if you watch the tape of it, as he was batting, he was looking back at these fans. And the count got to be 3-1, and he made a gesture to the fans saying, here it comes, and then he hit the home run.
Well, now he could be in Babe Ruth's category, I guess.
Yeah. Murphy said it was nothing like he's ever seen before. And I'm sure he probably tells him behind the scenes, don't do it again.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk Shawamigan sports. We had a little rain out going on yesterday, so we're going to double up on some softball and baseball tomorrow, right?
We are. It was unfortunate. We just got too much rain in the morning, and then it puddled up, and we went down and took a look at it. Just like it was too much.
Yeah.
And I'll give our coaches and Bobby Mon a lot of credit. We've worked on some fields in the past and got them playable under some pretty harsh conditions, but just too much water and the infield was too wet, so you kind of just call it a day. And now the result of that is we'll go to Rib Lake tomorrow. Instead of playing a single game, we'll play a doubleheader. It's a key game for our girls on the softball side of things, in a sense that second place is kind of within their grasp if they can take care of business there. Phillips, Rib Lake, and Shawamigan are kind of all in that 2-3-4 range in the conference standings. So we'd like to go there and hopefully get a couple victories. Should be some good games, though. Very evenly matched teams. And our baseball boys, they'll have their hands full because Rib Lake is vying for a conference championship there. And we're kind of hoping that we can play spoiler a little bit. We've been playing a lot better baseball recently. We beat Ironwood on Monday, 5-4 in 8 innings. And then we played Stratford really tough on Friday. We only lost 4-1 to them, and they're currently tied for first in the Merriwood South. So, you know, you never know. We've been playing a lot better baseball. So we got the two games for both softball and baseball on Thursday, and then we have Edgar here on Friday for a home contest. Weather looks like it might not be as good, kind of like yesterday, I guess. So we'll see if we get that in. And then the girls go to Thorpe on Saturday, and they play a couple games, one against Thorpe and one against Mondovi. So lots of action right now, Joel.
Yeah, and it's kind of looking like the Shawamigan girls, I think softball seedings are coming out, what, today or tomorrow? It looks like they'll probably get that first round bye. It'd be nice for the baseball team to maybe to get one of those games against Rib Lake. That would maybe build their resume a little bit to maybe get not have to play that first round, right?
Yes, and actually the softball seeding meeting is tonight.
Okay.
So the coaches will be hashing that out tonight, and when you look at all the records on the girls' side of things, they're obviously Grantsburg sitting there pretty good. You know, they're the only undefeated team in the field. They probably will get the one seed, but, you know, if you start breaking it down, you look at Shawamigan and Shell Lake, they're kind of the two teams that would stand out that might potentially be vying for, you know, the number two seed there. So we should get a pretty good seed there, which the girls earned by, you know, virtue of their 11-4 record. You know, and on the boys' side of things, Joel, you're absolutely correct. If we could play some good ball against Rib Lake or even at minimum split with them, I think that would be huge for them in terms of seeding because you just beat a significant team. And I think coaches can look and see that we've been playing a lot better baseball at the end of the year. Maybe we're a little bit better than our record indicates, too. So, you know, they're all big games, but, you know, people look at that stuff. So hopefully we can put on a good show.
Yeah, so doubleheaders tomorrow, baseball and softball. And like you said, softball seedings will come out later tonight, tomorrow. Track is going to try to get something in over in Rhinelander tomorrow, looks like, right?
Yep, it's their final tune-up meet, if you want to call it that, their last regular season meet. Pretty big event over there at Rhinelander, good competition. And then next Monday, Joel, we have our conference meet at Abbotsford. Track and field's a little bit different than, say, baseball and softball, where they do a north-south split. Track is all one north-south all together. So there'll be 12 teams vying there for a conference championship from a team standpoint, and then top three get all conference recognition. And we're hoping to get our kids, as many kids as we can, that is, to place hopefully pretty highly down there. And then we kind of turn the page, and the following Monday it's WI Regionals for track and field. So, you know, I kind of had to scratch my head the other day, and I'm kind of come to the realization I never do a countdown, but other people around here do. But now I'm kind of feeling like the school really is ending once you start seeing regionals pop up on your calendar. So we're kind of at the end of it, I guess.
Yeah. I wanted to touch a little bit, too, the Shawamigan softball team. Man, they can hit the ball this year. They're putting up some serious run totals, Darren.
Yeah, I should break down their schedule right now. I don't know how many times I have, but more than a handful of times this year, Joel, they've run up double digits in terms of runs scored.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can certainly put the ball in play, and that's really the strength of our team is their ability 1 through 9 to, you know, everyone can kind of swing the bat. Even have a couple girls on the bench that can come in and help in a pinch, too, if you need them to. It's a really balanced lineup, so to speak. So, you know, when you don't have any glaring weaknesses in your lineup, you're able to string together some big innings at times, and we certainly have, too. Where, you know, you just put a 6 or 7 spot up in an inning or something like that. So, yeah, it's a good hitting club. They play pretty well defensively, and we get everything we can on the mound from Anya Brentwell, too. So, you know, if we get in a slugfest, you kind of like our chances.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say we're Harvey's Wallbangers from the 80s, but we can score some runs.
Yeah, the young Beeble girl, she got a nice recognition, I think, from WJFW as their player of the week for knocking around some home runs. So always nice to get that recognition, too.
Yep. And people noticed that. I think at one point she was hitting, the first couple weeks she was hitting over 800. I think she's cooled off to only 600 now or something like that. But and I'm saying that jokingly, obviously, because hitting over 600 is amazing.
Yeah.
But she also played some really nice shortstop, too. She's a real complete ball player for sure.
Very good, Darren. We thank you for the update. We hopefully can hold off on that rain and get things finished up this week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Darren Patterson, he is the athletic director for the Shawamigan High School. You can check out the schedule, csdk12.net. Great place to go to follow your teams, whether it's Shawamigan, Phillips, Winter, Mellon, Butternut, wissports.net. Travis Wilson and the crew at WIS Sports do a great job. Scores, standings, state rankings, WIS Sports, W-I-S, wissports.net. A great place to go.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
Country, Sierra Pacific. And they got maybe your next job, or if you're looking or looking to change, check them out. Check them out at spi-ind.com, spi-ind.com/careers. And they got a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. You can stop in if you like, Sierra Pacific in Medford and Merrill, equal opportunity employers. And welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. Text us the word tribute for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett Tribute Concert Saturday night at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. We're giving away a pair of tickets today, $40 value, and again another pair tomorrow, a $40 value. But what you need to do sometime today, you'll do it right now, but sometime today, is text us the word tribute, T-R-I-B-U-T-E, tribute. And you can text it to us via the Civic Media app. Just download the Civic Media app on your phone. It's absolutely free. All the app does is it gives you access to our Civic Media radio stations to listen on your phone, including 98Q. So when you download Civic Media app, you tap on 98Q, you hit text, T-R-I-B-U-T, tribute, send, you're done, and you're in for the contest. We've had a few entries. I mean, not overwhelming. I know people are limited in what they can do on the weekends. You have plans. So, you know, you got a decent chance to win. So take time to do that. And I think that Jimmy, tell you what, I've been to a couple different tribute concerts in the area, Lake of the Torches, LCO, and they never disappoint. I was at a Johnny Cash one many years ago with my wife, and man, that was good. They're great. So if you like Jimmy Buffett, you're going to like that tribute concert Saturday night, Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Look at that. The sun's out. We were supposed to have a cloudy day. Your morning guy said we're going to optimistically think it's going to be still a sunny day today. And there you go. Beautiful day. That sun is going to kind of dip behind the clouds here and there all day today. We got Brewer baseball at 12:35. John St. John will be in next to take us to the crew. Gray will be in after that. We will see. Oh, I want to thank all of our guests for coming in this morning. Northwoods Greenhouse, Michelle, and the folks from the Phillips powerlifting team. Just everyone for making reality radio what it is. It was pretty cool. Nikki from the Oxbow Resort. That was a fun interview we did talking about the wood tick races. And Brent Mahalik. We thank him for stopping by from the city also. We will archive. We podcast our reality radio shows now. So if you missed them, we will have it for you. Check later today, 98QCountry.com under podcast. And we clip out all the stuff in between and just have the talk segments on there for you to listen on demand. There's all kinds of podcasts available, by the way, at 98QCountry.com and under the Civic Media website also. Tons of stuff in there, all talking about the state of Wisconsin.
Embrace the summer season at the grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements in downtown Phillips. Let Robin's artistic touch and boundless creativity illuminate all of life's special moments, whether it's a wedding bouquet or a sympathy arrangement. We offer delivery services and custom consultations. From May 6th to 9th, stop in to receive a special gift. Join us for our grand opening celebration on Saturday, May 11th, starting at 10 a.m. with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and exciting prize giveaways throughout the day. We'll also have the Phillips Powerlifting Team fundraiser, with a selection of garden plants and perennials, lunch by Nick's Barbecue, fresh baked goods, and Mary's Cancer Care Bag Mission. Don't miss this opportunity to see our new store and surprise your mother with a special gift for Mother's Day. That's the grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements in downtown Phillips, Saturday, May 11th.
Baroka's Wreaths is now open for the season. Baroka's Wreaths has a large selection of silk flowers and hanging baskets, Memorial Day saddles, ground vases, easels, chimes, and more. And you can browse the new arrivals like gnomes, solar hanging wind chimes, yard decor, spinning butterflies, spinning yard stakes, crosses, and kissing balls, and more. And don't miss Baroka's Wreaths open house May 17th, 18th, and 19th for discounts, door prizes, and food and beverages. Baroka's Wreaths open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and weekends from 9 to 1. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.